Robert Carter III was the grandson of a king, a so-called king, Robert King Carter, called king because here on the Northern Neck and beyond, he was the richest man, owned the most slaves, grew the most tobacco, and like many kings, real or so-called, had lots of descendants. But grandson Robert Carter III is my very favorite Carter. Besides inheriting tremendous wealth, he was a banker, a ship owner, manufacturer, merchant. His home, Nominee Hall, was on more than 1,000 acres in Westmoreland County. He owned a huge library for the time, an eclectic collection of musical instruments, some of them coveted by Thomas Jefferson. He was a buddy of King George III, but became a true American patriot during the Revolution. And he did something quite revolutionary. He, for reasons known to himself and only guessed at by the rest of the world, devised a simple plan to free all his slaves over a period of time. Why did he do it? Well, his friends and neighbors and even his family were scandalized, but one member of his family was not. His name was Will Carter Burke, called by his fellow slaves and his owner, Baptist Billy. Generally acknowledged as the mixed-race half-brother to his owner, Robert Carter III. Their mutual father was John Carter, son of King Carter. Mother to Robert Carter was Priscilla, wife of John. Mother to Baptist Billy was Mary, a slave belonging to John, making Baptist Billy Robert Carter's half-brother. So, is this the underlying reason for the historic emancipation? Well, according to Henry Robert Burke, a descendant of Baptist Billy, quote, "The decision by Robert Carter III to emancipate his slaves baffles some historians. I think they miss the human element, that Robert Carter III owned his half-brother Baptist Billy. And he always knew it, and thinking about this must have contributed to his decision to free all his slaves," unquote. So was the overarching reason the notion of owning one's brother? By all accounts, Robert and Bill were close friends. Historian John Barton has written, "I think he realized that there was definitely a discrepancy between rhetoric of liberty and the reality of slavery in Virginia." A year before he died, Carter wrote to his daughter, "My plans and advice have never been pleasing to the world. Historians disagree." Here's John Barton again. "I really believe that the emancipation was his most significant action, and perhaps it's one of the most significant actions in the history of Anglo-American and African-American relations." This is Thea Marshall.